Welcome to the Pave Your Path podcast. My name is Nicole Oren, and you and I are going to go on a journey together. A journey where I teach you how to feel extremely fulfilled, fully expressed, and at home in your business. I'll combine tools from my years of experience in psychology, business strategy, and spirituality to help you succeed. I'll guide you to elevate as an entrepreneur and leader in your field. You ready? Let's go. Hello, my soul sisters. So today I want to give you a really practical episode about how do you actually set and achieve goals? What are goals, and how do you really create and achieve the goals that you're after in your business? But before I dive into how to achieve a goal, I want to talk about the main reasons why people don't achieve goals. I'm just going to list them one by one. And the first is that people expect an immediate return from their actions in the beginning. So say you set a goal to get a new client or get a few new clients, and you start posting a ton on social media, you start making offers, you really like adhere to that, but you expect, whether consciously or subconsciously, that people are right away going to respond, that you're right away going to see signs that you are likely to hit your goal. And when that doesn't happen, people quit because we had an expectation of an immediate return. That expectation was not met, and we are therefore more likely to quit as humans. So that is one reason why people don't typically achieve their goals. Reason number two is people love to get excited in the beginning, and then they just feel unmotivated by the consistency and small steps that they need to take to achieve a goal. Goal achievement requires persistence and consistency. It requires that every day you re-decide to hit that goal, that every day you recommit to your goal. And sometimes that requires doing shit that isn't fun. Sometimes that requires maybe writing copy when you don't like to write. Sometimes that requires invoicing. Sometimes that requires just little tiny tasks towards your bigger vision that aren't as exciting. The most exciting part of a goal is, honestly, in my opinion, planning out the goal and planning out everything you need to do and getting all creative and excited in the beginning. But that excitement kind of dwindles as you persevere, as you move towards the goal. And when the excitement is gone, sometimes our motivation is gone as well. So that is another reason why people don't achieve their goals. Reason number three why people don't achieve their goals is they constantly look at their past to tell them if they can or can achieve their goal. And they use their past against them. So say you have a goal of 10 new clients, but you've only ever hired or like acquired 5 clients. So your brain is going to be like, well, we've never had 10 before. We've never had 10 in a month. So now that we have the goal of 10 and we've only achieved 5, our past is kind of showing us that we can. We let our past determine what we are capable of today. But I want to be very clear. Your past does not dictate what you can and can do. To create a new reality, you have to take new action and you have to have belief in the future, not a kind of connection to the past. Believe in the future inevitability of your goal. Number four, why people don't achieve their goals, and this is one of my favorites, is they aren't willing to get uncomfortable and stretch themselves beyond what feels good. So when you are willing to feel any emotion, that is when you are willing to hit your goals. That is when you will hit your goals. Most people don't do everything possible to hit their goals because they're not willing to feel the discomfort of doing those things and failing at them. They're not willing to feel rejected when they put out a million offers and a million call to actions. They're not willing to feel inadequate when they put out content that maybe isn't perfect. They are not willing to feel, and therefore those people do not hit their goals. So I want to be very clear. To hit your goals, you must be willing to feel any emotion. And one of my favorite sentences, one of my favorite thoughts that I said over and over again to reach my first six figures was, I am willing to feel, insert uncomfortable emotion here. So I used to say, I am willing to feel uncomfortable to create my six-figure business. I am willing to feel like a loser. I am willing to feel inadequate. I am willing to feel rejected. So then when I did get rejected, when I did feel inadequate, when I did feel those sensations, instead of making them a problem that caused me to quit, I just reminded myself that I'm willing to feel that to hit my goal. I'm willing to feel that to create the results that I'm here to create. And the last reason why people don't achieve their goals is honestly, they set a goal and then they start the timer from the beginning when the timeline is finished. So for example, if you set a 30-day goal to make $20,000 and say the 30 days are over and you've only made $10,000, most people would start the month, the new month, the next 30 days at zero. So they would basically say, okay, well, we had a 20K goal and we didn't hit the 20K goal. And now it's a new month. Now it's a new 30 days. I'm going to start a new goal. I'm going to work towards 20K again. And I'm going to put myself back at zero. And this isn't useful because it basically signals to your brain that you cannot achieve goals, that you set goals and you don't achieve them. And I was personally stuck in this kind of line of thinking for a very long time. So I would set a goal, 5 new clients, and then I would sign one. And then my brain would register, oh, we don't hit goals. And then it would be a new month and I would be like 5 new clients. And then I would sign one or two or zero. And just, I would keep doing that. And what really shifted things for me was not stopping until I hit the goal. So I would set a goal that was timely, that had a timetable. So I had a 30-day goal. But if I reached the 30-day goal and I only signed 2 out of 5 clients, I would just increase the timeline. So I basically wouldn't stop until I hit the goal. And one thing that really, 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 really prevents people from hitting goals is that they just restart the timer when the time is over. So end of the 30 days, they didn't hit the goal. They start the timer again and they start at zero. And they just keep reinforcing in their minds that they can't hit the goals they set. So what you want to do is you want to not stop until you hit your goal. If you set a 30-day goal and you didn't reach it at 30 days, keep going until you reach it. Even if it takes you 90 days instead of 30 days, then just start the goal again with the same intention to do it in 30 days. But you're coming from the place of, I can achieve goals. I can set a goal of $20,000 and I can hit $20,000. Even though it took me 90 days instead of 30, I still achieved my goal. It also really, really reinforces just this perseverance, just this honestly ongoing motivation towards the thing you're working towards versus this kind of stop and start timer every month. So I want you to set a goal. What we're going to do now is I'm going to teach you my very step-by-step process, how to hit any goal. It's something that I usually say for my clients, but I wanted to share it with you. And what we're going to do is we're going to set a 30-day goal together. And before we decide what your goal will be, I want to tell you about the two different types of goals. So the way I like to kind of categorize goals is into two categories. The first category is what I call tangible or money goals. And these goals involve going after a specific number of clients or a amount of money that you want to make. When you set a tangible goal, you measure your performance and success in relation to the number. So signing 5 clients, making $5,000, $20,000, anything that is numerical is a tangible goal. And then I like to think of another category, which I call intangible goals. And intangible goals involve increasing a skill, increasing a habit, but they don't involve any specific numbers or number-dependent outcomes. So for example, increasing my self-confidence, increasing the amount of marketing material I put out, increasing my quality of marketing, increasing my problem-solving skills as a business owner, increasing my compassion towards myself as a business owner, all of those are intangible goals. They are not related to numbers and they are not related to money. And I want to be very clear. I think at all times we should be working towards a goal, but at all times we shouldn't always be working towards a money goal. A lot of business coaches will kind of try and sell you the idea of you need to be working towards a money goal all the time and that's what you need to be doing. I vehemently disagree. I think that we are women. We work in cycles. We have a cyclical nature. And sometimes it really serves us to work towards a tangible goal like money or clients. And other times it serves us more to work towards an intangible goal and something that is about increasing a skill set, increasing a habit, increasing just a part of ourselves and growing a part of ourselves that has nothing to do with money or clients. Even when I'm on vacation, I set an intangible goal. And sometimes that intangible goal can be something like not worrying about my business when I'm on vacation or being present in the day-to-day. So things like that. So I like to set an intention. I like to set a goal all times, but never do I do a money goal all of the time. And I think this really serves business owners, especially female business owners. Now, in my process for goal setting, I actually have a kind of like a flow chart to help you decide, are you ready to set a tangible goal or are you ready to set an intangible goal? I can't really share that with you through a podcast, but I want you to decide right now what kind of goal you want to set. Do you want to set a tangible goal? Do you want to set an intangible goal? And once you set your goal, that is step one. I want you to move to step two. So step two is only relevant if you set a tangible goal. And tangible goal is basically, again, a money or revenue-based goal. And step number two is about doing the math. Because when it comes to any tangible goal, there is always going to be the math, i.e. the numbers behind the goal. And then there's going to be the drama, everything that gets in the way. I can't do this. It's going to be too hard. That number is too high. In this section, I want you to do only the math behind your goal. So for example, to hit my goal of $48,000, I need to have sold 8 clients for a price of $6,000. Very simple. I want you to say, in order to hit my goal of $10,000, I need to sell X amount of product, sign X amount of client for Y price. If you're setting an intangible goal, just define for yourself in step number two some tangible telltale signs that will determine if you've reached your goal or not. So if your intangible goal is to increase the quality of your marketing, some of your telltale signs might be that you use a specific process when you write your copy. Another telltale sign will be that you maybe proofread your copy. Another telltale sign will be that your engagement has gone up, that people are more clear about what you do and what you help with. So you want to get clear what the telltale signs are that you have achieved your tangible or intangible goal, the math. Now we're going to move on to step three, which is commitment. And step three is about committing to achieving your goal. In order to not fall into the trap of disconnecting from your goal and feeling unmotivated, which I mentioned in the beginning, it's important that you identify your why behind your goal. What is the impact of you actually hitting your goal? And I will give you some questions to prompt your why. But before that, I want to remind you that the biggest companies in the world, the most successful companies in the world, all operate based on their why. And every company, even those that are similar one to another, have a very unique and different why that propels them forward. And it will be so beneficial for you to identify what your why is for this specific goal. So if you have a why to increase the quality of your marketing, why do you want to do that? What is the impact of that? How does that coincide with your values? So I'm going to give you some questions. Number one is, why do I want to achieve this goal? Why is it important to me? Maybe you want to be an example of what is possible. Maybe you want to really be an example of what you sell. Maybe you want to chase a goal from alignment, and that's important to you. The second question, how will achieving this goal impact my identity as a professional? So if I achieve this goal of increasing the quality of my marketing or creating 10K in sales, what will be the impact on your identity as a professional? Will you be more confident? Will you then be a six-figure earner? Will you then be a thought leader in your field? Will it elevate your self-concept? Get very clear on how it will impact your identity as a professional, how having the goal will impact that. Then I want you to get to the next one, which is, how will achieving this goal affect my personal and family life? Now, side note, I am the kind of business coach that doesn't forget that you have a family, that doesn't forget that you have a life. I believe that your personal life and your business life are very much intertwined. And so when you have a business success, like hitting a goal, that will affect your personal life. And I want you to get clear here, how will achieving this goal affect my personal and family life? Maybe I will feel so proud of me that I will be a better mother. Be a better mother. I will feel so proud of myself that I will be more confident in the bedroom. My husband will be proud of me. I will bring home a sum of money that I've never brought home before. That will impact my personal life. So I want you to get very, very clear on how achieving this goal will affect your personal and family life. And the last question to uncover your why is, what will be the impact of me achieving this goal on my clients, on others, and on the world? So maybe my clients, by me achieving this goal, my clients will see what's possible for them. Maybe other women in my country, other women in my demographic, other women in my race or my religion will see me as an example of what is possible. So I want you to identify what will be the impact of me achieving this goal. Now, after you've answered all of these questions and you've uncovered your why, you're going to pick a few key sentences and you're going to choose these sentences from the questions and you're going to come back to them every time you find yourself feeling disconnected from your goal. So there's going to be those like boring tasks that you have to do that usually people quit when they kind of get bored or they're unmotivated towards their goal. And during these points, you're going to come back to your why. You're going to remember that these little setbacks, these little kind of tasks that are gruesome and boring, you are going to remember your why and why you are doing them based on the questions we just did. And then we're going to move on now to step four, which is your action plan. So what are all of the things that you need to do to create this goal? So here, I want you to take a few minutes, even maybe an hour, to write down all of the things you need to do to hit this goal, how often you need to do them, and I want you to also make sure to include new actions, so things you've never tried before, because remember, the definition of insanity, as Albert Einstein says, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So if you have a goal that is something you've never hit before, you are obviously going to need to incorporate new actions. So you're going to list out all of the actions you need to take. And also within the section, I want you to list out the actions that you need to take that involve your kind of relationship with yourself, the way you talk to yourself. Maybe you need to add some coaching practices, meditation practices, things that you need to do to keep yourself on track with the goal. So for example, yesterday, one of my clients created a goal of, I think it was like $120,000 in sales in this one short week. And basically one of the actions that we said is that every single day she is going to tell herself, I got this, I can do this. And she's going to find evidence for why she is proud of herself today. So she added in her schedule the question of why am I proud of myself? And every day she needed to answer that, because that is an action that if she takes it, if every day she allows herself to feel pride, she would hit her bigger goal. And that is something that I want you to pay attention to. So when you list out all the actions, all the things you need to do, all the marketing, all the new actions you're going to take, one of the things within your action list that you want to add is really the internal stuff, is really about how you're going to speak to yourself. Maybe you want to incorporate a high level question that will help produce pride or help produce compassion or help produce just motivation on a daily basis. And now we're going to move on to step five, identifying obstacles. So usually people skip this part. We have an action plan and then we go and we work towards our goal. But something that really trips people up is not having identified the obstacles towards this goal ahead of time. So what I want you to do is really identify the obstacles that may arise along the way towards you achieving this goal. So I want you to write out a list of three or more obstacles that you anticipate may get in the way of you achieving your goal. Make sure to include internal as well as external obstacles. So for example, an external obstacle might be people don't buy or something like that. Or I put out offers and people are not engaging with my content, or my stories, I'm like shadow banned or something. So I have less of a reach. That's something external. And then there's the internal obstacles, which is like, I will tell myself that I can't do this. I will spiral in a downward spiral and tell myself that I am incapable and I should just quit. So you want to identify both the external and the internal obstacles. And after you've identified the obstacles, you want to move on to step number six, which is turning your obstacles into strategies. So if you said one of the obstacles will be that you tell yourself that you want to quit and you tell yourself that you can't do this, what is a strategy that you can incorporate that will help tackle this obstacle? So for example, if that's the thing that you've identified as an obstacle, you can get coaching, you can ask yourself a high level question every single day. You can write out every day 25 reasons why your goal is actually possible, why you shouldn't quit, why you can do this. And you can just really notice yourself when you have those thoughts, I can't do this, I should quit, I'm inadequate, I've never done this before. There you will right away be able to pick out your strategy and use it to combat the obstacle. So do that for all of the obstacles that you wrote out. And then we're going to go on to the last step of goal setting, which is step seven, visualization and embodiment. So one of the things that people don't realize is that if you can't see yourself having the goal, you are less likely to get it. So you need to spend time intentionally being in the having of the goal before you actually got there. So you need to viscerally in your body feel yourself already having hit the goal, already having made the 10K, already having gotten higher quality marketing and being a better business owner, whatever your goal was, you want to feel it before and you want to see it before, and you want to do that often. So I want you to answer these prompts. I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to ask yourself, when I picture myself in 30 days, having achieved my goal, I am most proud of, What are you most proud of? I am thinking, maybe you're thinking, wow, I did this. I can't believe I did this. I just made $50,000. My goal is done. You decide what are you thinking, and you want to say it in the present tense. I am feeling, maybe you're feeling committed. Maybe you're feeling confident. Maybe you're feeling empowered. Maybe you're feeling curious. Maybe you're feeling connected and determined. What are you doing? So you just achieved your goal. You just made your 50K, your 10K. What are you doing? Why is business building easier because you've hit this goal? Why is your self-concept stronger because you've hit this goal? Why is facing challenges easier because you've now hit this goal? And what skills have you acquired on the way to achieving this goal? And after you've answered all of those questions, I want you to close your eyes again. And I want you to see yourself having had the goal. You just achieved your goal. You freaking did it. What do you look like? What are you doing? What does it feel like to have achieved this goal? Where in your body can you feel that pride? What does your body want to do when it feels pride? Do that right now. Be in the having of this goal, because this feeling that you are cultivating right now, this feeling that you will have after the goal, is the one that you want to keep on cultivating on the way towards the goal. Okay, so this emotion that you feel viscerally in your body right now, you need to bring yourself back here over and over and over again as you work towards your goal, because this will be the fuel that fuels you in the most quick, high quality way towards your goal. So bring yourself back here. At any given moment, you can close your eyes, you can see yourself having achieved this goal, and you can feel it in your body viscerally. Okay, that is step number 7. And I kind of said step number 7 was the last one, but another thing you can do for extra credit is if you work towards your goal daily, or even if you just write down your goal daily, because the research suggests that people who write down their goals on a daily basis are 42% more likely to achieve their goals than people who do not. So if you're a client of mine, whether it's in the Elevate Group coaching experience or one-on-one, you have access to also this step-by-step goal process in a workbook format. And you have daily work that requires that you write down your goal every single day. Because again, if you write down your goal every single day, you will be more likely to achieve it. So that's kind of your extra credit step. And that is how you set and achieve goals. Seriously, this podcast episode was gold. I want you to save it. I want you to remember it. And I want you to use it every single time you set a goal, which should be always, because we're always setting either tangible or intangible goals. All right, guys, bye. What's your business personality? Are you a dreamer daydreaming about your next goal? Are you a realist taking the necessary steps? A student or an enthusiast led by flow and your mood? Are you curious? You have to go and take my free business personality quiz. It's been known to be spot on and super skilled in helping you extract your unique business personality. You'll get a roadmap for how to utilize your unique personality type to create success. Visit NicoleOren.com/quiz to take your free business personality quiz today. That's NicoleOren.com/quiz.